Poor eating habits and a lack of exercise are two of the reasons people gain weight. Here in the U.S., the rate of obesity doubled over a span of 16 years, but the increase in obesity has had a disproportionate impact on Americans' health and longevity. The effect of a disease or a condition like obesity can be tallied by a measure called quality-adjusted life years lost. It's a way of showing in one number that, for example, a diabetic or an obese person died sooner, but also had years of poor health. City College of New York Professor Erica Lubetkin is one of the authors of a new study that looked at the loss of quality life years due to obesity and how that changed between 1993 and 2008.
The rate of obesity significantly increased. In fact, it was almost double. It was about 89%. And with regard to the burden of disease, it more than doubled. It increased over that 16-year period of time about 127%.
Lubetkin and her co-author based their findings on a massive collection of data covering 3.5 million people. That large data set allowed them to analyze information for the 50 U.S. states separately and also to identify trends by race and gender. For example, one question they wanted to answer was whether the loss of quality life years was due to people dying sooner, mortality, or living in poor health, morbidity.
And for women, we saw that morbidity played a greater role, but for men, mortality played a greater role.
Black women in particular had higher rates of obesity throughout the 16-year study, and they paid the biggest price in terms of quality-adjusted years of life lost.
In terms of the burden of disease, it increased for everyone, but in particular, it was black women who had 31% more in 2008 quality-adjusted life years lost compared to black men. And compared to white women and white men, it was 50% higher.
Speaking via Skype, Erica Lubetkin pointed out a clear link between the lack of exercise and the bad health consequences in obesity. U.S. states where more people said they got no physical exercise outside work lost more quality-adjusted life years.
We can say that 50% of the burden of obesity can be contributed by having no leisure time physical activity.
Lubetkin's paper is published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.